Oh, yeah.
It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Fritz.
And we are here for 2 hours and 2 hours strong hard body karate.
What?
Shout out to everybody locked in with us right now, man. If you're new to our humble abode, take your dirty shoes off at the door.
Please, man. I hope your feet not rocking, because we talk about you when you leave, and we will talk about your funky ass feet.
But look, man, let them know where they can find you at on that social media, Reds.
Hey, man, I got one more birthday to honor out of my household. So I need the money, ladies. OnlyFans.com/TheSunnySide. Get with your boy. Get some of this good content.
Oh,
change your life.
Oh, no.
Come to the brighter side, baby.
Where else can they find you?
And the subscription is only $239 this week.
$239.
This week only.
Oh, where else can they find you?
Content, I'm shaking that thing.
Other
than that, you know, get with your boy at DJREDDZ, IG, and the Twitter. What about you, Super?
At Super the DJ on Instagram, at DJSUPA on Twitter. Follow the crew at Violet All Star DJs on that Instagram as well. Dope show in store for everybody today.
Yes, indeed.
It's all about that HAM.
Here's Ham.
And we're going to be talking today. Y'all been hearing us tearing this record up too. Crazy record.
For real months.
Real quick, I need everybody to introduce themselves real quick so we can get to some music. But, all right, starting off for at the end.
Okay, it's Naya Miracle.
B-More P, a.k.a. Jamie, yo.
Hey.
And they are here. It's all about Ham today. Sit back, relax, turn them radios up. We're about to get into some music. Let's go to Louisville, as you would call it.
Louisville. You better say Louisville.
Louisville.
Not Louisville. Louisville.
That boy Bryson Tiller.
Nice.
This is my record right here, man, with the Yin Yang Twin sample.
Mm-hmm.
It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Fritz. Run the track. Yes, indeed. This is my one right here, Super.
Yeah, ratata.
French Montana.
Shout out to the BX. We see you.
Yes, indeed.
French always know how to stay relevant out here, man. Love it.
He does that.
I love it, man. It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Fritz.
Hit me up on that Twitter at DJSUPA. And, of course, that Instagram at Super the DJ Rez. Where you at with it?
At DJREDDZIG and the Twitter DJRez.com. We move. Ham is here.
Ham is here. Y'all out here in these streets, yo.
Yeah, we outside.
I can tell y'all, we watched y'all record go from not being on the chart
at all
to being on the chart.
What?
Yeah.
38. Yeah.
To constantly moving up the chart.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's no a beautiful record thing.
Man.
Yeah, man. We owe it to you guys, man.
Yeah.
DJs, Reds, you know, you was one of the first to play the joint.
What?
Got it to you, and you was on it.
Is this
it? You know what I'm saying?
You
on it.
It's turning me on.
DJ Rez played the joint first.
So y'all, that means it's safe to say y'all pro DJ.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Okay. You know, we in an era now where a lot of people just don't care about the DJ no more. They just want to go viral.
Right.
Nah.
So y'all pro DJ.
Yeah.
Pro DJ, baby.
We like DJ.
All day long.
We love Ham. That's why we love Ham, Reds. So how have things been since the record has picked up for y'all? Like, from the start of it up to now,
some of the energy that
a bigger fan base for sure,
definitely the fan base. Watching people just
cheering us on, wishing us well,
right? Mm-hmm.
Watching the record grow, station to station, city to city, state to state.
Yes, indeed.
You know, it's moving.
Y'all understand the sample on that record? Like, you like, do y'all know where that came from?
It's fire.
What?
Where is it?
We understand.
That's the Roy Ayers.
Roy Ayers. Come on, man.
Don't.
He tried to disrespect us.
A little bit.
He don't think we know.
He tried to test.
He don't think we know where it came from. Listen,
be honest, I forgot. I forgot his name. I knew the sample, but I'm like, damn, what's his name? Roy. Okay, Roy Ayers. Yeah.
And it's this week.
Here now, man.
Look at it.
That's a compliment.
Already.
June Balloon, you're going to get defined. That's the first.
Listen. Listen.
All good.
They up in here. Ham is in here, y'all. We got more with them on the other side.
Yes.
It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Fritz.
Bust it open. Show me face. Oh, baby, please. I've been on my grind for years, and I'm out here grinding still. I need Elk to do the sign of deal.
Yeah, man. Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ritz.
And if you're just tuning in with us right now, Ham is here with us.
Yes.
How's the road been treating y'all? Like, what's how are y'all on the road? Like, y'all getting on each other's nerves yet? Like, what's happening? What's going on?
Not at all.
It's fresh.
They're best
it's
friends.
New, so we good. Yeah,
best friends get on each other's nerves.
Yes.
I know.
Let's be very clear. So far, so good.
The road's been crazy, man. We've been moving, man.
Good.
Let me ask you this. Earlier in the last break, we talked about y'all met in the strip club or whatever. Well, y'all two. What city was this? Where?
Orlando.
West side of Orlando.
Okay.
I love
O-Town.
Orlando.
O-Town.
Yeah, that's where I'm from. Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Kissimmee, too. Right next door. Kissimmee. I got folks in Kissimmee.
Okay.
Okay.
Yo, Orlando got a scene out there. What's going on?
Orlando lit.
Orlando is lit.
Yeah.
Don't act like
the best thing next to Miami.
I've been there a few times to Disney World.
Really?
That's what everybody say.
Nah, but look, I ain't going to hold you. I had a great time at Universal. What was it? Island of Adventure.
Yes.
And the water park joint, Volcano Bay.
Yes. Volcano Bay is nice.
That's the best water park I've ever been to in my life, y'all.
Okay,
shout out to Orlando.
I had a ball. Yay. I was a big kid.
Old Town be rocking.
Yeah.
Old Town good.
Yo, talk to us. Like, we don't know nothing about what's going on in Orlando. Like, what's the scene?
Orlando League. Come to Orlando.
Weather
check
great,
out La Palace. That's the best strip club in Orlando. Check out Universal, Disney World, Volcano Bay.
Aquatica, SeaWorld.
Right.
All the things.
Downtown Orlando.
And I was a big, that's where I'm going.
La Palace.
That's right.
I was a big Magic fan back in the day, too.
Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway was my guy.
Penny and Shaq.
Magic is lit. I love a good Magic game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A good one. Yeah.
I need everybody to plug all y'all social medias out there again so they can rock out with you.
Okay. Right. My social media is Instagram, beautiful_Naya. It's N-I-A-H.
My Instagram is _ so gorgeous. SoGorgeous.
Instagram, JAMEIO music. Jamie O music, MUSIC.
There he is. Ham is here, ladies and gentlemen.
We're in the building, baby.
Yeah.
And we got, we going
to live.
And let me plug the Ham page.
Oh, yeah. Got to do that.
H.A.M. official.
One more time.
H.A.M. Is it an M dot too?
It's H.A.M. official.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Ham official.
We're going to play y'all record on the other side because I got it queued up.
Okay.
And Ray's want to ask y'all a few things too. So stick around. Mm-hmm. Ham is here. It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ritz.
My treacherous little twin, my twin. My treacherous little twin.
Reggie, you know this my record, man. My favorite song off of Her Loss.
Yes, indeed.
It's that treacherous twin. Drake, 21 Savage.
21.
It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ritz.
And Ham is here, man.
Yes.
Yo, what's up?
I have a question for y'all.
Let it go.
Why was it important for the group to be formed this way? Whereas though you got a male vocalist, a female vocalist, and a female MC. Why that structure?
Well, you know what? Ham, let me explain what Ham is, first of all.
Okay.
H-A-M is Hot A-S-S Music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's like the umbrella. That's the top.
Mm. Yeah, we got
this is acronyms,
music,
man. We got a bunch
A-S,
of acronyms.
Not A-S.
So we have a bunch of different groups coming under. So everybody's going to be Ham because everybody's acronym is going to be H-A-M, whatever their... You know,
I get it.
Whatever like, it is,
like, we
right.
different.
Like ASAP,
we bring something unique. Right.
I got you.
Something unordinary.
So you know what I'm saying. So basically, I'm the producer of the group.
Mm-hmm.
I produce for Ham. I produce for whoever, and you know, we just put it. And then I just kind of make a little. I jump on a record or two here there.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying. I jump on.
That's so
give a little
awesome.
Help where I can, you know, put it at and
so
let
you,
them two
so
rock out.
Giving a good assist.
Yeah, absolutely.
What made you want to take it serious?
Rashad for sure.
He pushed it. Rapping was fun, but Rashad made it a career.
Like, he pushed
made it serious.
Definitely.
Nice. Shout out to Rashad, yo.
Rashad. Red Planet, man. Red Planet. Yeah,
so this is what we're going to do, man. We got the record queued up. Mm-hmm. And if y'all want to hear more in-depth conversation with them, y'all can subscribe to the podcast, Violator Radio Uncut with a K. Yes. Wherever you get your podcast, we'll have a more in-depth conversation right there off the air, all right? Yeah. But I got the record queued up. Go ahead and blast off with this joint for everybody.
Hey, about to man, hear. Check it out. This H-A-M, Ham, turning me on, fire.
Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Free, it's Run the Track.
Start sending her pics. No, I'm just capping. Just at the DM, what's happening? My, I eat that with no napkin. Deep in the vibe. Shorty, I'm lit, extra live. Pull up, let's take a ride. Just wanna chat. My game is way past that. Outer space, no coming back.
What the deal is? In my sexy voice, I told him it could be his. Ass big, not bigger than the baggies. You can see it if you ain't wearing glasses.
I won't hold you on the street. Used to be up in the streets with the creeps pulling cave. Now the flowing fat ass got me getting rap paper. Big pool now. So I swim naked, that's the name. Call me pie, cause it's sad to taste like sweet potato. Started talking, keep f***ing what the f*** like.
If you ain't bringing pain with you, don't even come through. I could be asleep by midnight.
This the NFT too. This that one-on-one, this that ooh, it's so good. This the type of flow that bad f***ing use my voice to post this on TikTok. Don't make me start smacking rap hoes, creep, bro.
You're my cash off, baby. My car game crazy. Got a six-pack, baby, so my abs on wavy.
And I'm lit like coffee in the summer at the record. I'm on it for sucker.
She a bad mo.
It's that switch that you kick that's turning me on.
Gravy. My car game crazy. Got a six pack, baby, so my abs on wavy.
And I'm lit like Kobe in the summer at the record. I'm on it for sucker.
She a bad mo.
He just wanna see me naked.
Yo, I gotta see a naked.
He just wanna see me naked.
Yo, I gotta see a naked.
He just wanna see me naked.
Yo, I gotta see a naked.
He just wanna see me naked.
Yo, I gotta see a naked.
It's that switch that you kick that's turning me on. It's that switch that you kick that's turning me on. It's that switch that you kick that's turning me on.
It's the wrong cup, right?
All right, so this is extra bonus content strictly for our podcast listeners outside of the radio.
Oh shit!
And some of our radio listeners might subscribe to the podcast as well. We love you for that.
We do.
But Ham is here.
Yes,
in the building.
And I gotta ask you, being the man of the situation,
mm-hmm.
you ever see some like weirdo niggas like out in the streets trying to like run game or holler at them and stuff like that? Because they're attractive ladies. Like, you ever see some weirdo niggas trying to get at them and gotta like be like, yo,
all day, man,
play the protector,
all day long. Look at them. You know what I'm saying?
They're amazing. Definitely.
It's hard work, man. It's hard work. It's hard.
I believe it.
But it's cool. It's cool. I love it though.
Now, vice versa, ladies, y'all ever see some cornball ass women trying to get at your boy over
is
here?
Is this a trick question?
No, I'm just, you chilling. Know,
why
just kidding.
Be cornball?
Because I don't think women just throw themselves at men. No, I don't.
You
maybe
don't.
Some yeah. googly eyes.
Cornball women.
That's what I'm supposed to say. That's yeah, they be all over him. Y'all, how y'all gonna do that to me? How y'all gonna make me?
They probably do. They be all over you, Jamie. Yes, they be all over him, and I have to say,
too late now for that shit. It's too late.
She lying.
Yeah, she lying. Yeah.
She lying.
No, but if they do, you know, I don't think women just do that, though.
They do it, though. They do it.
Let this record keep getting bigger. You're going to see.
Absolutely.
You're going to see.
Y'all got to fight him off. Y'all got to be my protector. Y'all got to protect me. You know what I'm saying?
Man, maybe because I don't do that.
Right. Mm, 'cause you're not a cornball.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you was raised right. Somebody raised you with chivalry in mind. Like
morals.
You know, the man is supposed to pursue the woman.
Right.
But no matter what, all guys do it. Whether they're a cornball, lame, not all of them do it. I could be at the store so ugly, they're going to talk to me.
Yep.
But what's ugly?
What's ugly?
Everything.
Like, don't say t-shirt and sweats.
Not even say ugly, just the natural, in your natural state. You can have a bonnet on.
That's when y'all most
everything.
Beautiful.
I could have
when
some
y'all
boogers in my eyes.
Yeah, we like that.
Right, bonnet on my head.
We like that.
That's cool.
Scarf on my head. Some PJs. Because I'm just running the store real quick.
We like that. That's when you're going to meet your soulmate. He gonna be right and tough.
Y'all, women be forgetting. They be having that PJs on. They be having that whatever in their eye.
Right.
But ass still be fat. You'll see everything you need to see. You know what I'm saying?
Fight, hey, okay, fighting well, in pajama pants.
Yeah, you can get past the shit in the eye and the PJs and shit. Y'all put on, you know.
Very
you know
nice.
What it's gonna look like when you get it done up, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what we looking at. We say, okay, we see all this. Mm-hmm. When she get it done up and put it on, she gonna be right. So, you know.
Well, I'm going to ask the questions that everybody want to know because some of the fellas have already texted me.
Are y'all single?
Yes. this is what they want.
Well,
no.
This is Naya speaking. I am not single. I am
not.
A family.
There it is.
Girl.
she's off the market.
She's off the market, fellas.
This is Miracle. I'm single. And ooh. If it don't add up and it don't make sense, leave it where it's at.
So, if you're a broke boy. Keep it pushing.
But I'm very much single.
Okay. My man.
Yeah, I'm single, ready to mingle. I'm a hoe.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to get it cracking. I'm trying to get it cracking. Holler at me. I told you what it is. JAMEIO music. That's that IG. DM me. I answer DMs.
Hey, y'all. Hey, ladies. He on there showing his muzzles and everything.
I might get. You know what I'm saying?
He might even have an OnlyFans.
What? Oh. What? Oh. Hey. Ain't no pride. Hey, I'm there.
Oh, shit. Yo. So, we all do a show. Run us through a typical ham show. What kind of energy we getting at a ham show? A
lot of energy.
Good energy.
Yeah. A lot of.
You going to want to come see another show.
A lot of nudity.
Oh, word?
Yeah, very sexy.
Real sexy, though.
A lot of nudity. I know you're not out here with nudity. You was a family.
Yeah,
no,
wait.
We ain't showing no private
parts. I should have twerked a little bit sexy. You know. My man okay with me being sexy, okay?
Okay, all right.
Nine times out of ten, he there with me anyway.
Oh, boy.
You might see a little booty.
We like
a little
booty.
Bicep. You know what I'm
saying?
Little bicep.
The
girl
sitting up.
Tricep or something.
Yeah. Nice and pretty. Right.
Little breastuses or something like
little,
that.
Little
breastuses. You know, you ain't saying no nipples.
We're going to entertain y'all for sure. You'll still enjoy it.
Yeah, they going to be entertained.
So a lot of sex appeal.
Yeah, high energy. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Audience participation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We do it all. We try to give them a show, man.
As you should.
Absolutely.
Where's the best city y'all been to so far? Where have y'all had the most fun at so far?
I'm going to let them go first.
Man, we've been there. You pick it. Chicago, Orlando.
Love
definitely Orlando. You know, hometown, their hometown. They always going to get the hometown love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a dope joint.
Right. Orlando is lit. I love Orlando, but I'm kind of fucking with New York. Mm-hmm. I like New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't leave out New York. New York.
Not that weather, but you talking about the vibe.
Yeah, the vibe. The vibe is there.
What do you like most about New York?
The people. The lights.
They rude as fuck.
But they can vibe.
They do.
They can vibe.
They honest.
Yeah, very honest.
So, that's a good thing.
They be saying shit like, suck my dick.
Not if you're
suck
pretty.
Suck my dick, pussy.
That's the good thing about being pretty.
Huh?
Because
you think I'm pussy?
They're not going to be rude to us.
Fuck
right.
You talking about?
Jamil might get that.
Damn.
But they're not going to be rude to us.
Well, I'm going to get that, though.
Not from the ladies. From the guys. They might be a little rough on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And ladies can take it down too in New York.
Yeah. Ladies be telling each other to suck my dick
yes,
too.
They do.
They don't have
I
a dick.
Haven't
yes,
got
they
it.
Do.
Right, ladies love us too.
Of course.
Yeah, the ladies love us. They love them.
I see why. As they should.
We just came from a joint. The ladies love them.
We can vibe all over the world.
Yeah.
It's ham.
So
plus is that southern vibe, the southern hospitality y'all got.
Yeah.
It's welcoming. you know.
Y'all have a more chill, laid back atmosphere down there. And I think the weather has a lot to do with that.
Hell yeah.
The weather does.
Orlando?
Y'all closer to the equator.
I think it's the weather. And then that's where a lot of people go to kind of retire.
They just go to Florida, like Key West. It's definitely like a retirement place.
Yeah. First time I ever seen a palm tree was actually in Orlando. I was like 18, 19.
Oh, y'all don't got no palm trees out here, right?
No.
Absolutely not. I took a picture with the palm tree when I first went down there. I was like, yo, palm tree, dog. This shit crazy.
That's a little bit depressing.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't
you say it's depressing?
A little bit.
Shit, stay up here all year round. You'll see. The weather is cold as shit in the winter.
Palm trees be dead up here.
What's it like, 80 right now down there?
Right,
75.
It's like 88.
Yeah, I was going to say about
it. It feels good. We could put on a bathing suit right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
In the pool, take a swim.
We should do tour guide.
Yeah, we should do tour guide.
Just to be curious, see what they're going
to
do.
Listen, so this is something that we like to do with our guests, where we fly to y'all's city.
Yeah.
And y'all are our official tour guides.
I got you. All
right. So we're going to fly out of Philly International, PHL,
okay.
To that MCO?
MCO, yeah.
We're going to go to that MCO in Orlando.
Okay. But when it's time to go home, don't try to miss your flight on purpose. It's time to go home.
Because you're going you to try to do that.
It's going to be a nice vibe.
You ain't going to want to leave. Definitely going
to
want
to
leave.
We had to leave.
We don't.
We work for ourselves. We stay there, that motherfucker, forever.
So this will be Tour Guide, the Orlando edition.
Yes.
With Ham, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the first thing we want to do when we touch down, Rez?
Go to the place, man. You got to go to the place, baby.
We got to get something delicious to eat.
Nah. We got to work up.
Enjoy this process, Jay.
Okay, let me hear.
Enjoy this process.
Y'all pick us up. We hungry.
Yes. Okay.
Where y'all taking us?
It depends. Y'all want to eat and see some ass?
You just want to get straight to the...
We're going to Rachel.
Rachel. We're going to a steakhouse with some booty in your face.
Mm-hmm. They like
ain't
gonna
dance
like
you. Steakhouse? But you can see it on the stage.
That's by the airport, right?
Yep,
that's
by like the airport.
That's right there. So as soon as you, we soon pick as you up from the plane, take you right to Rachel, bro.
Some booty?
Five minutes. But the food is good. I'm telling you. It's the real deal.
The steakhouse, steak and booty.
I won't kid you not.
What's it called?
Rachel's?
By the airport?
It's called Rachel's Steakhouse, right?
Yep.
When I first moved down Florida, I was riding past the airport a lot. I saw Rachel's Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. Had no idea it was a strip club. I thought it was a steakhouse somewhere to eat. Somebody told me, no, man, that's a strip club. I said, wow.
That is Rachel's amazing.
Crazy.
Their food probably is amazing, too.
It is. Yeah. That lobster bisque and that steak.
A T-bone and some titties?
Yep.
T-bone and some titties.
All in one.
Garlic mash and some mash.
Full stomach and a hard on.
There you go.
All right. So we ate good at Rachel's Steakhouse.
Yeah. Okay.
What we want to do next, Rez?
Man, we got.
It depends on.
Let's get tight.
He could probably help us out with this one.
Yeah, we got.
What's next?
We want to get the beard sharp. We want to get fly with the haircut. Where can we get a fly cut at?
I don't know, because I rock a baldy. I cut my own, so I don't go to the barber shop.
We got y'all.
I don't have no beard or nothing.
What's y'all coming to our city, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we would, who we?
I refer you to Leo.
He cut Michael Blackston here before. He'll come to your hotel room.
That's what we like.
Leo King on Facebook.
Okay. Shout out to Leo
King. Yeah. He not gonna push our hairlines back and all
Absolutely
that.
Not.
He gonna get this right.
He gonna charge you at least $100.
I was gonna say he probably had $200.
But it'll be
for the house calls. That sounds about like
it's
going great.
Right.
Yeah.
I think he cut Kodak black hair too.
He did.
No, hey, Red's treating, so.
Okay,
Yeah, Red's got the money.
I'm going to tip him another $100.
What you going to get ahead?
Big bite.
If you treating, I'm going to say line up something.
What?
Okay.
Shit. All right, so the boy Leo lined us up nicely.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you so much.
Now we fresh.
Yeah, we good.
Now we got to do some shopping.
Absolutely.
We want to match the haircut. We want to get some gear, some... You know, where are we doing some shopping at?
I say Millennium Mall. Yeah, I guess Millennium. You got to go to Millennium Mall.
Millennium Mall?
Yeah, that's where you're going to go.
I'm not holding back. I just pay for everybody haircut. You're paying for the clothes, Super.
Okay.
Super got that. Okay.
There it is.
I want some Gucci.
You got that? That's that. You got that thing?
Yeah. Pull that black card out.
You want a watch? You can get your own blow and get whatever you want.
Pull that 800 credit score out. Come on.
Oh, Man, all right.
Want some Givenchy? What's some stores in there?
What's some stores in there?
What they got in Milani?
Everything. All the stores, every design you can think of that is in there.
Millennium, all of this.
That's why we said Millennium.
Cheesecake Factory, if you get a little hungry.
There it is. Almost definitely. Oreo cookie cream cheesecake.
There you go.
All right. Millennium, all of this. So we ate good. Mm-hmm. We got a fresh cut. Mm-hmm. We did some shopping.
Mm-hmm. Now you fresh.
We want to end the night off Reds.
It's time to
That's when you go to La Place.
La Palace.
La Palace.
La Palace.
La Place or La Palace?
I don't know.
It's all right.
Head over to the strip club.
Yeah, you might want to end the night there, bro.
At La Palace.
So another
strip
club.
We turning up with Miracle.
You got to end it with that one.
You got to end it with that one because that one's going to have you lit.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You going home.
More lit than steak and ass earlier in the day?
Yeah, more lit. That, you did all the haircut, the shopping, you done digested that.
No, that's a mellow vibe. They just showing you.
Daytime.
Like,
it's daytime.
They just shot. Yeah, they. You saw.
Like, they are spoiled.
They move like this.
That's mellow to them.
No, because they move. They wear gowns and stuff.
Eating steak and looking at booty is. I'm having a time of my life. But that's mellow to them.
But pretty much, she's saying.
I forgot to tell you, they wear dresses.
Yeah, they're like they're wearing gowns. It's like more real sexy, fancy, like gowns. Fancy type. Vibe. Yeah. And then La Palace is like ass and titties.
It's showing the hood shit. If you
want to
come down to the hood.
Oh, okay.
And get it
popping. Don't y'all get all the way butt naked down there? Am I tripping? No. That's Atlanta. Stop at Atlanta.
We could.
Depending on what your money like.
That's the after hours.
Yeah.
So you could have a business meeting at Rachel's Steakhouse and it'd be classy.
Yes, you can have a, yes.
But La Palace
what
is.
What kind of business?
La Palace is where the trap niggas is having they meeting.
Yes.
All the trap niggas having they meeting at La Palace.
That's what it said then.
No, we classy too though. We got the best girls at La Palace. Okay. Classy but nasty.
We like classy but nasty, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh. Hard ass menage a trois.
Hot ass menage a trois.
Okay.
Hey, well, that was dope. That concludes the Orlando edition of Tour Guide with Ham.
I finally got super in the strip club. Twice in one day. That
super
was
been
amazing.
There before. He just ain't telling nobody. This ain't his first time.
Possibly. Possibly. I am a low-key kind of guy.
Yeah, super got that change.
Yeah, you've been in Orlando.
Absolutely, yeah. That's...
Which club you went to?
Nah. Nah.
You ain't go to no club?
I've never been to a club in Orlando.
Okay.
He been to the one in
Bmore. Downtown?
Nah, I've never been to downtown Orlando. I've only literally been there like on some tourist shit going to the...
theme park.
Got you. And you know, I had a timeshare in Kissimmee type shit. And stayed over at this resort or that resort. Like, I've never been downtown and none of that. So,
All right, let us know. We got you.
There it is. Y'all heard it.
What the hood like in Orlando?
The same.
It's like the hood in Bmore, the hood in Philly.
For real.
Yeah, that shit is, yeah.
In
yeah.
my mind, everything is nice. Palm trees,
hell
sunny.
No. Hell no.
You must go watch
Mickey.
The news.
It's that Mickey shit. Like, nah. Y'all next to Mickey.
We
so.
On
yeah,
some real yeah, BMF yeah, shit down there.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
BMF?
There, I rode through some shit. I was like, damn.
Oh, what?
Shit is crazy. I mean, like, it's from Baltimore. Yeah, yeah. I was like, damn.
In Orlando?
Yeah.
Baltimore?
I dropped the chick off on the block, boy, and I was like, and she said, wait for me.
Oh,
give me a minute.
And this one's like, from Emerson Village.
I'm from the village, son, but I mean, I wasn't. I'm cool, but I'm looking at the shit like, damn, I ain't expect this. Right. I'm like you. I'm thinking of Orlando. Everything
well,
great.
What block was that?
I don't know where I was at.
Old block.
I just dropped. Yeah, I don't know where I was. But it was the hood. I know it was the hood.
Hey, yo.
I know. I was in Dr. Phillips, so it was like night and day from where I was at. Never been to the hood. So Dr. Phillips. It's a part of Orlando.
That's a
Windermere,
that's a good
Dr. Phillips.
Area.
That's a hood.
No, that's a nice
hood. No, Dr. Phillips.
I dropped the girl off at the hood. And I had no idea where I was going. Never been to the hood at the time. And, you know. I saw some shit. I was like, dang.
Yeah,
Look like the mind. So are y'all hoods tricky?
Like, all right, prime example. When you're in Baltimore, when you in a hood in Baltimore, it's just hood forever. Like, as soon as you enter Baltimore, you just in the hood. But, like, in D.C., you could be in a nice part, and then three blocks later, it's like,
The hood. That's us, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
We probably like four blocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we close. We not too far away.
Not too far away. From
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we be wishing and dreaming. We gonna be over there soon.
What?
We ain't in the hood. In Baltimore. She lying to y'all. We don't live in the hood.
She said we be wishing and dreaming.
We gonna be over there soon. We'll be over there.
No, I'm not in the hood. No, we ain't in the hood. We made it out the hood.
Made it out the hood. You know they been out the hood.
I know how y'all feel.
With this turning me on, shit, this hot record, they been out the hood, man.
Nice.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
I enjoyed this conversation with y'all. Is there a project coming?
Like, of course. Why not?
We got stuff.
We got some joints, man.
Of course. Why not?
A title yet or what? A title? Or?
No, we don't give out no titles yet. We got some crazy titles.
Dot
but you know,
A yeah, dot M. Tune in.
Okay.
Tune in.
Period.
Everybody, plug your social media one more time so they can lock in.
It's beautiful _ Naya, and that's spelled N-I-A-H. Y'all should know how to spell beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And she's taking, stay out of her DM, yo.
She has a whole family. She's in love.
Thirsty ass nigga. Yes,
nigga.
You, nigga.
In her DM. Talk about
you catch the fence and talking to you.
Word up.
Exactly. Y'all heard what they said.
It's Miracle, and my Instagram is _ so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. GORGEOUS.
Yo. You can blow her
I'm
DM
single.
Up.
And she's single, she so get in her DM. Her
no, still
get
stay out
in
my
her
DM.
No
broke boys. Got a bad, okay?
You ain't no
don't
broke
make
boys.
Sense.
No broke.
Out of my DM. No I'm broke not boys. Nice. I can't be nice.
How much a nigga got to be holding to try to talk to you? Because we gotta clarify this shit right now.
No, I can't do that on the air like that.
Why not? Cause what? We gotta set the standard. If a nigga got 10,000 and he coming
easy.
At you, he's a broke boy in the large scheme of things. He can't
six
just
six figure nigga.
What we doing?
All seven I'm figure nigga. Is, look at me, look at you, make sure it makes sense.
Oh, I know that's right. Okay. You gotta
not
match up fly.
That's coming with everything. Personality, all that.
I just want to see her naked.
Right. He's just want to see me naked.
Yo, absolutely. We done played that song so much, we know this shit by heart.
Y'all know the lyrics.
Turning me on.
Talk to her, brother.
JAMEIOMUSIC, Jamie O Music. You can slam my DM.
Ladies,
you know
he said he a hoe.
I'm a hoe.
He's
son.
With the shit.
He with all the shit. I want all the smoke.
He's smiling from ear to ear. He's really a hoe.
Shit, give me the smoke. And I holler back. I hit you back, too. Trust me.
Hell yeah. Y'all gonna follow me?
On the OnlyFans.
Don't go to my OnlyFans. Don't play yourself.
Yeah, make sure.
I mean, you go there, but.
But yeah, just want to make sure everybody, man, go stream that Turning Me On, man. That
there
hand.
You go.
Turning yeah. Me On. It's on all streaming platforms.
Is Ass So Fat on there?
Everywhere.
Too?
All, yeah. Ass So Fat. Okay. All streaming platforms. And the video. You know what I'm saying? Check, you hit YouTube. You got the.
What's the channel? Plug the channel.
Well,
are you
what's your channel, Mer?
My YouTube channel is under So Gorgeous. Gorgeous Red. But the Ham YouTube channel is Ham.
Is it Ham?
It's just Ham.
Just Ham.
Simply put.
H.A.M.
Ham.
Subscribe to their channel.
Hot Ass Music.
Hit the notification on too. So whenever they upload something new, you get that.
There you go.
Yo, we want to. Hey, man, we definitely want to shout out all the DJs, man. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's been rocking with us, man. Taking this joint because y'all got to know the record is what? Number two on the independent label.
Love it.
Independent charts. And then we number 38 mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So we rock. And when you look at the record.
I remember when it was like 60 or 70 or something.
I remember when it wasn't
there.
When it wasn't
anymore.
You know what I'm saying? So we definitely making noise, man. But, you know, we appreciate everything. We appreciate the DJs, man. We appreciate y'all, man. DJ Rez, y'all rocking us out. Y'all having us up here today. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the DJs. Shout out to Red Planet.
Shout out
to my man June Balloon in the house. June Balloon promo.
Let me ask y'all this before we go. If they want to book y'all for features or to host events or to perform, who do they reach out to?
That's a great question.
Yeah,
I like that question.
Just hit Miracle DMs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can hit my Instagram, but hit Ham.
Hit
official.
Ham official. That's
hit Ham official.
They gonna book us, and we're gonna come to y'all city, turn it up.
Nice.
There it
kill
is.
It. Rock it out.
I can't wait to see what's next in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary.
Yeah, a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit. We coming though.
Ham, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. Thank y'all for having us.
Not a problem, man. Peace
you
and blessings.
Motherfuckers.
Why not? Peace and blessings to everybody, Jamie, man. We appreciate y'all, man. We out.
Hey, y'all. Get with Jamie, y'all. He trying to have some sex.
Damn. Where's that?